Royalty was crowned Friday night at the Jasper County Fairground. With the Little Miss winner and the 2026 Queen Pageant results, MC Sydney Van Meter.
It is now time to crown the 2026 Little Miss Jasper County. Contestant number two, Caroline Fuller, your 2026 Miss Congeniality. Contestant number five, Maya Holbrook, your 2026 second runner-up. Contestant number three, Gabriella McDaniel, your 2026 first runner-up. Contestant number seven, Morgan Tallman, and your 2026 Miss Jasper County. Contestant number one, Kendra Colhagen.
Kendra is 19 years of age, a Rensselaer graduate who will be attending Purdue University this fall, majoring in social studies education. The Jasper County Fair begins on Saturday, July 25th, and runs through Saturday, August 1st. The Jasper County Plan Commission will have a meeting Monday with three items on the agenda, including Amazon NIPSCO LLC seeking an approval recommendation for an industrial subdivision that would be located in Kankakee Township in the southwest corner of County Roads 1450 North and 300 East, approximately 3 miles northeast of Wheatfield. The meeting will begin at 6:15 Central Time at the County Annex, located at 910 South Sparling Avenue, Rensselaer, located directly behind St. Joseph's College. A vote is expected to be taken by the Plan Commission at the meeting for the plat of ground location, and it would be a decision made totally by the Plan Commission and not referred on to the commissioners. The meeting is available on Zoom by Googling Jasper County Plan Commission for directions on how to log in. The City of Rensselaer has unfinished plans for a future trail from Brookside Park, south of Blacker Fields, to the west, behind Countryside Circle Subdivision, out to the Jasper County Fairgrounds. Mayor Jeff Phillips has more about these plans.
We're going to name the trail the Fairgrounds Footpath. We don't have a whole lot to put out to the public right now because the engineering is not completed. And then the next step will be talking about the right-of-way. If we can find the right-of-way without changing a whole lot of the engineering, then we'll be ready to start making some more announcements to the public, such as lighting, the type of cameras we're going to use for surveillance, any fencing that may be utilized also.
Police have filed two counts of neglect of a dependent against a Porter County couple, 70-year-old Richard Peter Humphreys and 67-year-old Linda Marie Humphreys, both from Hebron, after two children were found living in a home allegedly containing dog urine and feces throughout the residence, including the bedroom of the minors. 22 dogs were reportedly found at the location during a home check on July the 11th. Felony neglect charges were filed on Monday, July 14th, and bond was set at $1,500 cash only for each person. The first court hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. The Indiana State Trooper shot multiple times on July 10th in LaPorte County, who was taken initially to a hospital in that county and transferred to South Bend Memorial, where he underwent successful surgery, was able to walk out of the hospital on Friday surrounded by family. Sergeant Justin Heflin, who will continue his recovery at home, is a 12-year veteran of the Indiana State Police who served in the United States Marine Corps. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.